Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 of the Passion Translation, and it says this: although it may not accomplish a thing, I need to move on and boast about supernatural visions and revelations of the Lord. Someone I'm acquainted with who is in union with Christ was swept away 14 years ago in an ecstatic experience. He was taken into the third heaven, but I'm not sure if he was in the body or out of his body. Only God knows. And I know that this man, again, I'm not sure if he was in his body or taken out of his body. God knows, was caught up in an ecstatic experience and brought into paradise, where he overheard many wondrous and inexpressible secrets that were so sacred that no mortal is permitted to repeat them. I'm ready to boast of such an experience, but for my own good. I refuse to boast unless it concerns my weaknesses. However, if I were to boast, it wouldn't be ridiculous at all, for I would be speaking the truth. Yet I will refrain, lest others think higher of me than what I demonstrate with my life and teaching. The extraordinary level of the revelation I've received is no reason for anyone to exalt me, for this is why a thorn in my flesh was given to me, the adversary's messenger sent to harass me, keeping me from becoming arrogant. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to relieve me of this, but he answered me, "My grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I'll celebrate my weaknesses, for when I am weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. So I'm not defeated by my weakness, but delighted. For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger, for my weakness becomes a portal to God's power. I have become foolish to boast like this, but you have forced me to do it when you should have boasted in me instead. For there is nothing I lack compared to these super apostles of yours, even though I am nothing. The things that distinguish a true apostle were performed among you with great perseverance, supernatural signs, startling wonders, and awesome miracles. Furthermore, how were you treated worse than the other churches, except that I didn't burden you financially? Forgive me for depriving you. And now here I am, ready to come to you for the third time, and I still refuse to be a burden to you. For what I really want is your hearts, not your money. After all, children should not have to accumulate resources for their parents, but parents do this for their children. And as a spiritual father to you, I will gladly spend all that I have and all that I am for you. I love you more. Will you respond by loving me less? Be that as it may, I haven't been a burden to you at all, yet you say of me, 'He's a scoundrel and a trickster.' But let me ask you this: did I somehow cheat or trick you through any of the men I sent your way? I was the one who insisted that Titus and our brother come and help you. Did Titus take advantage of you? Didn't we all come to you in the same spirit, following in the ways of integrity? I hope that you don't assume that all this time we have simply been justifying ourselves in your eyes. Beloved ones, we have been speaking to you in the sight of God as those joined to Christ, and everything we do is meant to build you up and make you stronger in your faith. Now I'm afraid that when I come to you, I may find you different than what I desire you to be, and you may find me different than you would like me to be. I don't want to find you in disunity with jealousy and angry outbursts, with selfish ambition, slander, gossip, arrogance, and turmoil. I'm actually afraid that on my next visit, my God will humble me in front of you as I shed tears over those who keep sinning without repenting of their impurity, sexual immorality, and perversion. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, this is my favorite verse, the 2 Corinthians 12. 9 and 10 about weakness and boasting. Lord, I pray for my friend today who has a thorn in the flesh, and it could be a physical thorn in the flesh, like something that's hurting us physically. It could be a person. It could be just something that keeps us from exalting ourselves, Lord. And it's okay to ask, according to the scripture, for you to remove it. But your response to Paul was really beautiful, that you said your grace is sufficient, and you said your power is made perfect in weakness. And so, Lord, help us to rest in that today. Your power finds its full expression through our weakness. Help us to be as bold as Paul, to celebrate our weaknesses, because when we celebrate them, we have more capacity for your strength. Lord, instead of being defeated by our weaknesses, let us be like Paul and be delighted in them. He says, when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger, for my weakness becomes a portal to God's power. Oh, let that be so today, Lord. I have often told people that our weakness is the dance floor for you to dance your best steps. And so, Lord, I do pray that for my friend today, that instead of despising the weakness, they would embrace it and begin to seek you for strength and to see that it is in those places of brokenness and weakness that you show up the most. And Lord, that's kind of the opposite of how we see super Christians, right? We think super Christians are those that always perform well and never have any weaknesses. But real Christians are those who are weak, who experience the power of God on their behalf. And so, Lord, thank you for that today. Would you strengthen my friend who's listening today? Would you give them the hope and the power and the strength that they need to endure, and not only to endure, but to endure it with joy? I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of the prayer episode, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and you can record your prayer request. We do this on the first Sunday of the month where I will pray for you for an extended period of time. You can also get a free ebook, marydemuth.com/prevail. And this is a spiritual warfare 31-day devotional. It's absolutely free, no obligation, of course. It's my gift to you to start off 2021 with a bang. So I hope you enjoy that and have an amazing day.